Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host my show, Life After Happiness. My guest today is Lucia, the dating expert. Are you there, Lucia?
Yes, I am. It's Lucia.
Oh, Lucia, Lucia. Is it Lucia?
Come on. You know I'm Italian.
What?
I'm Italian.
Oh, it's Lucia?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry, Lucia. You have you're the host of your own show called The Art of Love Radio Show, right? And you're on the Tyra Banks Show, Playboy Radio, E! Entertainment Radio, the Key T LA Morning Show. And now this is something I'm hoping you can explain. It says you've dated in 7 cities, 4 countries, and 2 continents. What does that mean?
Exactly what it means. I've dated guys in 7 different cities around the world.
Okay, what cities are they?
I knew you were going to say that. let's see if I can remember them all. Oh, obviously, Los Angeles,
right.
Miami, in Canada. There were 3 cities in Canada. Then Milan, Italy, and London, England.
Hmm. You think that relationships have changed over the years, or do you think that they're staying the same?
Well, basic human nature is still the same. You know, people still get jealous. People still feel passionate. The same thing happens in our bodies when we connect with someone and we feel chemistry. However, the way that people express themselves has changed, and obviously there's a big change with the women's movement that has totally changed the way people date and marry and relate.
Do you think the women's movement has helped or hurt relationships, in your opinion?
You know, it's done both. At least before, the roles were more clear-cut, and it was always expected that the man would be doing the asking out, and that he would be doing the paying, and he knew that if he wanted to have sex, he would have to get married. And so that's why in the 50s, people were getting married right out of high school.
Right.
And however, you know, now obviously with the sexual revolution in the 60s, that totally turned things on its head, and it had its good and bad things. You know, I think the pendulum swung too far in the other direction, and now it needs to come back in the middle, because now it's expected that you have sex by the 3rd date, which I think is crazy.
Yeah, that to me is going a little bit far. I mean, you are... there's a lot of trust when it comes to sex, so having that by the 3rd date is a bit much, in my opinion.
Well,
I mean,
what's happened now is because relationships are just not as stable as they used to be. You know, like 90% of the people you date, it's going to end within 3 months. And so we're getting into this cycle of connection loss, that ultimately it hurts us because we're not used to forming these long-term bonds because we're used to things ending after 30, 60, 90 days.
What do you think is the main thing that's hurt it more than anything?
Oh, wow. That's a big question. I think, you know, they're saying that, I'm just reading, the fact that the internet now is just so, I mean, obviously the internet is great, but now everyone has so many options that they really don't feel the desire to say if things aren't working out. It's like, wow, I can just go online and meet 5 different people tonight, so why should I stay with this person? So commitment is coming to mean a lot less than it used to mean.
You know, one thing I've noticed about it, about like the subject of internet dating is I've been on a lot of the dating sites myself, and one thing I've noticed is they tend to force the women to spend their whole time in the ad talking about what they don't want.
Well, I have to disagree. They don't force women to do that. Women are choosing to do that, and men too. But I think that's a mistake because you come across as sounding a negative with a lot of baggage. So I would say do not.
Well, I guess what I'm trying to say is that they're like, for instance, and I'm not saying that it's necessarily bad what they're doing, but it's like they get they go on there and then they say, I don't want to talk to you if you have kids. You know? okay, I don't want to, you know, don't even think of writing me if you have a picture. You know, one thing I've often, huh?
But see, in a way, that's a good sign for people to stay away from people like that. You know what I mean?
If I had
profile, is that negative?
If I had a dating site, now, if I would ever start a dating site, I would make it be a requirement that people post a picture because, in my opinion, I have yet to see a case where a woman has complained about a guy posting a picture. And I have yet to see an ad where she has actually said, you know what, if you're going to post your picture of yourself, don't even think of contacting me. You never hear about that, do you? You know?
Yeah.
Always the opposite. So I don't see, and plus in this day and age, everybody has a cell phone. So I don't see the excuse in someone being on a dating site not having a picture. Do you agree?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, if there's no picture, I'm always very suspicious.
Right. That's true. I mean, I think there's not, unless you live with the Amish, and you're a kid, in either case, you wouldn't be on a computer, you should post your picture.
Yeah, I mean, the only other thing could be that, you know, if you work in the corporate world, and a lot of employers, what they're doing now is they're scouring MySpace and other sites to see if you're on there and to gather information on you. And so in that case, I can understand how you might want to keep your profile low-key.
Scouring information?
Well, you know, they're going to people's, like, MySpace page, which is where you found me. And they're looking to see what's up. And if they're seeing pictures of you partying every weekend, they're going to be like, I don't know, do we want to hire this person?
Okay.
Yeah. So.
But.
Some people do need to be careful about putting their picture up.
Yeah.
But as long as you're willing to email the photo in private, that's fine, too. But
yeah, that's what I'm talking about, emailing the photo in private, yeah.
Yeah, but what I found, more often than not, when they do that, they're usually not that attractive.
They email the picture in private, or?
Yeah, the reason, more often than not, they don't put their picture up because they're not attractive. That's what I found to be the case, and several of my friends also.
You also describe yourself. You were like this urban cougar of 2005.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yes,
a cougar website. Is someone. Isn't a cougar someone over 40 or?
A cougar is an older woman that generally dates men at least 10 years younger.
Okay. And 30-year-old women are the pumas, right?
Yes, they're the cougars in training.
Cougars in training?
They haven't yet earned their stripes.
Oh, earned their stripes. You and your friends, are all of them cougars and pumas, or?
Let me see. I believe so. Yeah, I think most of my friends are in their 30s and 40s.
Yeah.
I'm sure I have 20s. I can't think of anybody right now.
And the 20-plus women, they're kittens, right?
New friends, yes. Mm-hmm.
Do kittens and cougars generally get along?
No, they scratch each other's eyes out.
Boy.
Well, you know, it depends. I mean, obviously, if they're going for the same guy, it's not going to be good. But kittens are also known for dating older men.
That's true. What do they, I mean, is there a word for the older guys, or?
You know, there isn't. He's just called the dirty old man.
Well, you know, yeah, D-O-D.
Yeah.
D-O-M or something. Yeah, or something, but I don't know. I think that it's sort of funny because people would argue, why would a woman want to date a younger man if women mature faster than men?
Well, one word or two words. Less baggage.
Okay.
And there's there's different levels of maturity. I mean, I find guys in their 20s to be mature. I mean, obviously.
Well, I'm not saying that they're not. I mean, I have an argument for that statement. I'm only arguing what some people would say. My problem with all that statement is that I don't even know how you can really measure maturity. You can't. Measuring maturity is a lot like measuring intelligence, you know?
Well, there's a few key things you can look at. I mean, it's a matter of being responsible and returning phone calls and paying your bills and all that stuff. That's part of maturity. And then there's also emotional maturity. See, there's an IQ, which is, of course, your intelligence, and there's the EQ, which is your emotional intelligence. And you can be 25 and have a high emotional intelligence, and you can be 45 and be very immature.
Yeah.
But it's not even a matter of age. There's a guy that I used to date that's 14 years younger than me, but he's more mature than me. So you can't go by age.
Well, I know. It's like, I think it has to do with more like...
life experience.
Well, yeah, it's just that it's hard for me to measure maturity because that's like measuring intelligence. And secondly, you know... It's like trying to measure how smart someone is or
how creative someone is.
Or how creative. You know, you can't really measure maturity. You can, because you can only, it only depends, like, well, this person's more mature than that person. It's not like height. I mean, you can talk about whether or not someone is taller, but you can't. Maturity-wise, that's kind of a fuzzy line.
Right. It's hard to figure out. I understand.
And I personally, you know, I never understood that statement that women mature faster than men do because it's sort of like, I think another reason why I didn't understand it is that in this day and age, it seems like there was for a long time a lot of studies that seemed to almost pit men against women. Have you ever noticed that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, always.
Okay, well, we did a study, and we found out that one sex did better in math than the other sex. Personally, I don't even see the purpose of that study in the first place, because they're both going to be taking math classes anyway.
Right.
Why do they even try to find out who has more car accidents? They both have driver's licenses.
Well, there's always
people
studying things, sure, that you don't know why they're studying them.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, the girls and the guys are both going to get driver's licenses. Why do you try to determine who has the most accidents? Or, I mean...
Probably, for, in that case, for insurance reasons.
Yeah, it just... Maybe, but still, you got to go with the individual, I think.
Sure.
You know, I mean, but I guess that's the thing. I mean, when it comes to dating, do you feel that there's some rules for asking someone out that somebody should follow, or like, what do you consider to be the rules?
Well, in the rules for asking someone out.
Yeah, do you think there's a different set of rules for asking an older woman out as there are for asking a younger woman out?
No. Women are women. I mean, you may suggest different places, but although I would suggest for the first date, if you don't really know the person, make it a coffee date or drinks, so you can sit and talk about what you're dealing with.
This is something I've noticed among celebrities who are into the May-December romance, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
This is something I've noticed. And tell me if you've noticed this first, if you disagree with this. Whenever it's an older celebrity dating a younger female celebrity, everywhere they go, there's at least 10,000 people around. It's like Jack Nicholson dated Lauren Flynn Boyle. They go to the soccer game. You know, or if it's Michael Douglas dating Catherine Zeta-Jones, it's always in some party where there's at least 5,000 people around, okay?
Uh-huh.
And what I've noticed is when it's the reverse, when it's an older woman dating a younger guy, it's paparazzi, stay away.
are you thinking of anyone specific?
Well, okay, I can give you an example. There was a thing, I think, with Sharon Stone was dating a younger guy, and you would always see pictures of them walking on the beach alone together.
Mm-hmm.
Or Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore, it was like you see Ashton Kutcher complaining about the paparazzi, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or it was always like that. You always sort of saw them. I think that I seem to get the impression, and tell me if you disagree with this, that the older women seem to want the younger men to sort of, you know, go off and be alone with. Whereas, you know, when it's an older man, younger woman, they want to spend time in this huge crowd. I've always seemed to hear these cases where the older man will pick on the younger, the younger woman, and it's usually in some convention somewhere. Have you noticed that?
You know, I haven't. But I would imagine, probably because it's the old story of, you know, the guy wants to show off the trophy girlfriend, the trophy date, and the woman, she's not thinking about the trophy. She just really wants to spend time with the guy and wants to get to know him.
I mean, that's just something I've noticed. It's like the older women, well, it's like the older women that I've met who, you know, they like to just take you aside and they like the alone time, you know, going off in a booth somewhere. But it's like, it seems like that every time I've ever seen a male celebrity dating an extremely younger person, they're always in a room where there's about 5 million paparazzi. I mean, Jack Nicholson goes to all these football games with Laura Flynn Boyle, you know? What does he expect?
Well, not anymore.
Huh?
Yeah, he doesn't do that anymore with her, but I don't know. I hadn't noticed that, but I'll keep my eye on that.
Okay.
Let you know.
Well, let me ask you this. Being you date younger men, are you more of a loner? Like, are you more into, like, spending time alone with the younger guy, or would you want to take him some place where there's going to be about 500 people in the room?
I would say initially, when I'm getting to know him, I would prefer someplace quieter, someplace more intimate, so I can get to know him. And also, I don't really want to be seen with someone unless I know it's going to be probably someone that's going to be around for a while.
Right.
So that's what I would tend to do.
Okay. But you would say that, you would think that eventually you could take him to, like, a party or something?
Oh, yeah, and I do, but... Mm-hmm. You know, not right away. Especially if I barely know him, I need to know how he's going to behave in public. I don't want to be embarrassed.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that is true. I mean, behaving. Yeah. I mean, I think that you say younger men have less baggage, meaning like they're not divorced or have kids, right?
Right, and also mentally and emotionally, they're just more open. They still believe in the magic, shall we say. They're not as jaded.
The magic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean by the magic. I mean, like, to me, there's something very magical about a kiss on the back of the neck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a woman who loves to be kissed on the back of the neck. To me, I find that to be very magical. It's sort of like, you know, or when a woman blushes, I find that magical. Or I think probably an older guy may not even see that. Or even
right, you don't appreciate the little things anymore.
Right. I mean, the little things, like, well, what are some of the main...
They still believe in love and... You know, they still, quote-unquote, believe in the fairy tale. And it's nice to see that.
In the fairy tale?
Yes, the fairy tale, that you'll meet someone and fall in love and live happily ever after.
Yeah, I know. It's like being made to feel like the lovesick teenager again.
Right, yes, it's nice to see sometimes.
Well, can you give an example of when a younger guy made you feel like a lovesick teenager, or do you mind me asking?
Made me feel like a lovesick teenager?
Yes.
Oh, last year.
What happened? How old was he?
Well, actually, he was very young. He was very, very, very young.
19?
Yes, how'd you know?
Because I remember on the show that you were on,
oops,
you said that you were, what's the youngest you've gone, and then you said, oh boy, can I say, oh boy, and then you said 19, and it was something about how you bought coupons. I'm not quite sure what that was about, but.
Yes, I did.
What do you mean buying the coupons? Coupons for what?
Coupons for Carl's Jr., which is like a hamburger chain.
Oh, okay. I'm not familiar with that.
You know, it's something you do with a 19-year-old. It's hard to explain.
I see.
Right. But, I really didn't expect anything to happen because he was so much younger. I'm like, okay, this will be interesting. But, you know, it just proved that it really does, as I always say, it does not matter about the age. It's about the energy. And we just clicked so well. We got along really well.
Are you still friends?
No.
No?
Not really. He still emails me once in a while. I'll speak to him, but we don't hang out anymore. I mean, you know, he's 20 now. He's got people to see, things to do.
Right.
You know, I'm over it. But at that time, you know, it affected me in a way I didn't expect it to.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of funny because, like, to me, there is something very sexy and beautiful about a woman over 40, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they have this sort of, like, you know, you give them a compliment, they're like, wow, thank you, you know? I mean, and it's like, yes, I love the way your hair looks, wow, you know? Actually, I think I remember, saying something to the effect of you shouldn't compliment a woman when you first meet her. Is that true?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, why is
because
that?
You're trying to raise interest level without having shown your value. I mean, what you're psychologically trying to do, you're trying to get her interested in you. And so you think, well, I'll compliment her and she'll be interested. But if she's a beautiful woman, she gets complimented every day and guys are always coming to her. And so you are going to just come across as an average guy. You're not going to stand out. And so by doing that, also, you're putting her on this pedestal, and you're making it seem like she's more important than you. And you don't even know her, and you're basing it solely on looks, so you're also being superficial. See, people don't think about this, but this is actually what's going on when you approach a woman you don't know and immediately give her a compliment. It's better to say something funny, to make a comment on something, rather than to start off complimenting her.
Say something funny?
Mm-hmm.
Like what?
I don't know. It depends on the situation.
You know, I interviewed one woman, another woman on the show. She actually said, tell me if you agree with this, that all men have a sense of humor. Do you agree?
She said that all men have a sense of humor?
Yes.
I would have to disagree.
Really?
Yeah. And if they do, some keep it hidden well.
Well, I guess another aspect of it, too, is everybody's sense of humor is different, you know?
Yeah. But if you have to go digging for it, you know?
Like, you know, for instance, some people would like Monty Python and the Holy Grail, and other people would like Blazing Saddles.
Right.
You know? And then other people would like, one movie I've always found hilarious was What About Bob? I don't know if you've ever seen that. Huh?
Who was in that?
Bill Murray and Richard Dreyfuss.
No, I didn't see it.
He was this patient who would harass his psychiatrist. And it was sort of like, if you watch the movie, you'd have to watch the movie to understand. But
Mm-hmm.
Was this 19-year-old, did he have a good sense of humor?
Oh, yeah. I was saying the first time we spoke, the conversation was an hour and a half. So,
did you meet his parents?
Very funny. The thing about what I find also about guys, and especially in their early 20s, is everything, you know, they're very light and bubbly, and everything's funny to them. They're every two sentences they're laughing about something.
That's true.
Yeah. Which I find appealing. Because I don't take things too seriously either, so it really goes with my personality.
Are you a real laugher?
Yeah, even though you can't tell from this phone call. But yes, I'm usually joking.
No, it's okay. Well, what do you usually joke about?
Just anything. I mean, it's in the moment. I'm more witty or sarcastic than funny.
I see. Yeah, I mean, I've heard that that it's funny, you know, when you talk to an older woman, it's nice the way they view things, you know. It is true. I mean, the way that, you know, you're able to compliment them, and they handle compliments a little bit better than the younger ones.
Well,
but I think another...
They've learned to accept a compliment by that age, hopefully.
I think another thing is, like, when I've hugged, there have been some exceptions, but most of the time when I've hugged a younger woman and I've hugged an older woman,
mm-hmm.
the older woman will, like, crush me if I hug her.
She'll crush you?
Meaning she'll give me a real hug.
Oh, okay.
She'll be like, hug, you know?
Uh-huh.
Whereas if I hug a younger woman, it's like, whoa, boy, what are you doing?
Mm.
And it's like, I'm giving you a hug. Oh, boy.
Right.
That's sweet, yes, okay.
See that?
And I guess that's one of the things I've noticed. I don't know, I mean, why do you think it is that about the hugging? Why do you think that is?
You got me. Hey, I'm a dating expert, not a hugging expert.
Well, I'm not talking about hugging like a mortician who hasn't had a bath in a month. I mean, if he were a mortician, like let's say you were on a date with a guy and he said, well, what do you do for a living? What do you do throughout your day? And he says, well, you know, between working as a mortician and also being an auto mechanic, I really haven't had much time to take a bath in the past 6 months. You're going to leave.
See? Now, that's a funny line that you should use when you meet a girl.
Okay. I have.
Okay, there you go. See? I caught you.
I've used other lines before, like, have you ever sent a male stripper to where an ex-boyfriend works to get back at him? That's another line. I mean, it's just sort of like, in morticians who don't bathe, they can be quite painful, right, on a date.
I would think so.
Yeah. Hmm. Bathing is usually a deal breaker. You need to make sure you bathe.
Not bathing.
Yeah, especially if he's a mortician. Yes. That would be a horrible, horrible thing.
That would be ghastly and ghostly.
It would be, yes. It certainly would be. I mean, you wouldn't be able to eat in front of him. And I've made probably some of the worst possible mistakes I've made with a girl before. I've said the worst stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what it is that when I was growing up, I had more courage than most guys did. Mm-hmm. But out of my nervousness, I wound up saying the stupidest things to a girl.
Like what?
Well, I'll give you an example. Like, one time I was talking, I can't believe I'm saying this on the air, but I will, you know.
Go ahead.
I was talking to this girl, and I said, boy, you're really, really, you're really pretty. By the way, how much do you weigh? Okay?
Uh-huh.
Well, she goes, well, I weigh 122 pounds. And then I said, boy, you know, I wanted to say something to make her feel beautiful and that she looked good. So I said, gee, you don't look that fat.
Uh-oh.
And that didn't go over too well.
No.
That didn't go over too well. I mean, that was sort of like, since then I've learned a couple of things. You know, I've learned that was a bad thing to ask. You know, you don't ask a woman how much she weighs, you know. You don't do that. And that's generally a big no-no. I mean, I was like...
You can ask me.
Huh?
I said, you can ask me.
You don't mind me asking?
No, I don't.
Okay, how much do you weigh?
125.
Oh, really?
But it's all muscle.
All muscle?
That's right.
Oh, you're in shape.
Yes, I weigh the same as I did in high school.
You exercise a lot, huh?
Absolutely. You have to. Otherwise.
Why do you have to?
Well, otherwise, what's the alternative?
That is true. That is true. That is true. I mean, but I think another reason why I like older women is that it's so much fun to make an older woman blush, you know. I mean, because if you make an older woman,
can you hear me?
Is it what?
Is it possible to make an older woman blush?
Are you saying, is it possible?
Yes.
I think it is.
I think it's easier to make a younger woman blush.
Well, I mean, if a woman is kissed on the back of the neck, then yes, I would think that would make her blush.
Boy, you're leaning to the back of the neck thing, huh?
Yes.
I see that.
Well, I love the back of the neck.
That's your secret strategy.
It's my secret strategy. It's
that's how you get them.
Well, I don't know. It's just something about the neck. I have a thing for the neck. It's sort of a neck fetish.
Maybe you were a vampire.
Huh?
I think maybe you were a vampire.
I was a vampire. Yeah, I mean, it's just sort of like, I mean, the neck is great. It's a great place to whisper sweet nothings into the back of a woman's neck, you know? Because if you do that, then you know, it gives her goosebumps. So it's usually a good place to do that. But neck and hair, and that's usually what I go for. I love to play with the hair, so, you know.
Yeah, sounds good.
And rubbing her feet after a long day. I like that.
Right.
But,
I was at a party. I was at a party,
what?
And I got this guy. I was at a party.
Yeah.
And I got this guy to rub my feet. And then he wouldn't leave me alone. He was following me around.
Really?
Just because I let him rub my feet. He thought now we were together.
How old was he?
I don't remember. Well, I think he was older. I don't remember. But, you know, it was pretty hard to get rid of him, let's put it that way.
Well, yeah, it's supposed to be a relaxing spot on a woman's body, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think the reason I like the neck is I think you can tell a lot about a woman from her neck, I think.
Like what?
Well, tension builds up there.
Right.
So, and I think that when tension builds up there and she likes being kissed there, then that's a sign that she works hard.
Uh-huh. I don't know if I agree with that.
Huh?
I don't know if I agree with that.
Why do you say that?
Well, it depends what kind of work you do. I mean, everybody works, and so everybody gets tension in their neck.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that that stress sort of builds up there. Because when you really think about it, it's sort of an evolutionary thing. The neck is sensitive for a reason. It's for protective purposes.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But it's like when the hair is out of the way, you know, it's just that, you know, the neck is exposed. So it's... That's my strategy. I go right for the neck.
I see. So what you're saying is that women should wear their hair up more.
Yes, yes.
Okay. I knew we were getting to that.
Yes. Women should wear their hair up more or have their hair be long where you can lift it up, you know.
Right, or have it in a ponytail. I find guys get excited about having, when I put my hair in a ponytail, and I never quite understood that. Now I think I'm understanding why.
Yeah, actually what you should do for Christmas is wear a mistletoe ponytail.
Christmas? Okay.
Because, see, think about it, you know.
It's an invitation.
It's an invitation, you know.
Well, okay. All right, cracking yourself up over there, are you?
What?
I see you're cracking yourself up over there.
Yeah, I know. Mistletoe ponytails. They're very, they're a great Christmas gift, you know. It's, and a hint as well.
I'll consider it.
Yeah, tell all your lady friends who love for them men to kiss them on the back of the neck to get one for Christmas.
Right.
Yeah, it's I don't know. It's just I think I finally got it when I saw the movie The Perfect Murder. It was with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Don't remember it.
And she was like kissed on the back of the neck, and she leaned her head back, and at that moment I was like, okay, I like this. this is fun, you know, because it's just something about that spot on the body, you know.
God.
It's so, huh?
I said, God, you're really obsessed with the neck, huh?
Well, I am. I mean, is that a bad thing?
No, no. I've never met a neck person, but.
Well, it's just you know, it's a sweet part on a woman's body. Thing.
Right.
But I think what I've noticed about the older women is that I don't know what it is, but they seem to, that is true, they are braver, I think. I've noticed that the older women are a little braver.
Braver in what sense?
Well, in that sense, like if you hug them, they will hug you back. You know, if you compliment them, they don't assume that you have an ulterior motive.
Mm-hmm. We have an ulterior motive. We just don't let it be known.
Well, and also another thing, a lot of times when I've had younger women tell me that they were interested in me, it was done indirectly.
Mm.
It was done by hearing about it through someone else.
Mm.
You know, she likes you. And the reason why I didn't like that is, you know, the whole love letter business was great in second grade. But the reason I don't like it now is anybody could have forged that letter. You see what I'm saying? I mean, it takes a real risk to be able to say, you know, I like you. I'm developing romantic feelings for you. And I don't think a woman should be humiliated for her feelings. I just think that's why I really, that's my philosophy. I mean, if a woman tells me her feelings, I don't think she should be humiliated. I think you should give her a hug and tell her it's okay. But, you know, and if she cries, let her cry. You know, if she laughs, let her laugh. But I think what happens is that it's like the younger women I've had who have supposedly liked me, it's like they write me a letter or I hear about it from their friend.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get the women want guys to make the first move, you know.
Right.
So I don't hear anything from them, you know. And I guess that's the reason why I like the blushing, because what happens with the blushing is you force the woman to sort of admit her feelings. Even though it may make her a little bit nervous, she says it. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, have you done any research on blushing?
No. I have bigger fish to fry.
Bigger fish to fry.
Yes.
Do most older women go for younger men in gyms?
Well, that's certainly one place to find them. I mean, they're basically everywhere. There's supermarkets, Home Depot, restaurants.
The yeah, is it? I noticed that because you were on the list of cougars, urban cougars, and you were so you're 38. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're still a Puma, right?
Yes.
Okay, you're still a Puma in training. I don't know. I just think that there's something about there's a bravery that the older women have that I've noticed. You know.
Well, it's because we've gone through more trials and tribulations, shall we say, than younger women, and we've survived them, we've come through them, and that gives us our courage.
Right.
We're not scared.
That's true. That is true, yeah. That's true. I mean, I guess I can understand where that's coming from. Having been through a lot does build up your courage a little bit. Are you any different? How are you different than when you were younger?
Oh, please.
Well, put it this way. If you had ran into the 19-year-old when you were 19, what would have happened?
Well, actually, you know, I was in the Army. I joined the Army just before my 18th birthday, so I guess I was always a little different than most people. The only thing I know is that, like in business situations, I used to be more timid. And I remember going to auditions or interviews, et cetera, and I was always a little on the shy side. And but now, if I go in somewhere and I think someone is out of line or something, I'll either just walk out or not say anything and not go back, or I might even speak up and say something. It just really depends. Whereas I never would have done that at 19.
You were in the Army.
Mm-hmm. Army Reserve.
No wonder you're in shape.
That's not the reason.
Well, I mean, they keep you in shape, obviously.
Well, I know, but I haven't been in the Army my whole life.
No, but I mean, you would think that you would be used to exercising. Right?
Well, yeah, getting up to go jogging every 6 o'clock in the morning kind of gets you used to it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that probably helped, if nothing else.
Yeah, no, I started working out on my own even without the Army. It wasn't because of that. But it helped.
Yeah, I know. What do your parents think about you dating younger men?
They don't know. They live in another country, so. I don't keep them abreast of my situation.
It's interesting that they don't know, considering you have a show.
Well, yeah, my show is not on in this other country. So, A, and B, I'm Italian and old school from Italy, and so you don't talk about such things. There's certain things
about.
You mean about dating? Yeah, it's not something you discuss, and you also don't bring anyone home to meet parents unless that's the person you're going to marry.
Hmm. Yeah, I've heard that there's a difference in cultures. Like I've heard that, like, the Swedish, what they'll do is they'll date for years.
Mm-hmm.
And they won't, it's like the courtships are very, very long. It's like, I live with my boyfriend, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, I've been living with him for 6 years, you know.
Yeah.
And, so you're pure Italian?
Yep, 100%.
I see, yeah. How is so the Italians, they view it as sort of like you don't bring someone home unless it's the person you want to marry, right?
Yeah, because they don't want you to be parading, you know, a whole line of different people all the time. And they see it's like, why should we meet someone if that's not the person that's going to be joining the family? Which I kind of tend to agree with.
That's a little bit different than the United States, right?
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, but I mean, why bring every new person home that you're dating? You don't know how long it's going to last. I mean, at least wait 3 months.
That makes sense, yeah. That makes sense. I mean, it's a. Do you get along with your parents?
I didn't when I was younger, but I do now.
Yeah, I wonder what they would think if you were to tell them you were, like, if you were to say marry that 19-year-old and you bought him home, what would they have said?
They would have thought I was crazy.
I mean, it's, he was.
Well,
so
several of my friends, when I told them, they're like, "No, you need to stop immediately." I'm like, you know, calm down. It's like, not like I'm going to marry him.
Well, have you ever met, what's the most chemistry you've ever had from a younger guy?
The most chemistry?
Like the most, oh boy. You know, he makes my legs weak.
I don't know. Oh, well, you know what? The younger, it was actually... This was in Italy, actually. He was 21, and I was 26.
Yeah.
Even then, I was going younger. And, you know, I met him, and I never got his number, so I used a private investigator to track him down. You know, I go after what I want, and they found him, and I asked him to a concert, and we did. And we went to the concert. We hung out a bit. And actually, then I found him on the internet a few years ago, and strangely enough, his mother and his sister live here in L.A. And so the next time he was in town visiting, we got together.
So you go after what you want.
Yeah. I do what I have to get what I want, absolutely.
See, are you a pretty, so you're pretty aggressive, right?
Competitive, shall we say?
Yes, competitive.
Aggressive sounds so bad.
Huh?
Aggressive sounds, and you know, I'd rather say competitive.
I see. That makes sense.
Yes. But if I'm being aggressive, but I'm not aggressive in dating. That's the man's role.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean,
yeah.
It's... I mean, less scared. I mean, you've never been intimidated by a younger guy, right?
No. I don't know the meaning of the word.
Is it more like...
Huh? People say, oh, I'm intimidated by that person. And I go, really? I don't know, because I've traveled so much, I've met so many people. Strangely enough, I was thinking about this yesterday. I don't know how many people I've met. I've met thousands, and I've met people that were high government officials, I've met royalty, I've obviously met, you know, celebrities, I've met people that were worth hundreds of millions of dollars, and I've met poor people too, I've met everything in between, and so really no one intimidates me.
You've met royalty?
Yes.
Who have you met before? Huh?
I met Prince Albert of Monaco when I was in Italy.
What was he like?
He was very down to earth, very friendly. And I met him at a nightclub, actually. I knew the owner, and so he had me sit at his table, and we danced and, you know, chatted, obviously. And then he was in town for the Grand Prix, and I happened to be going there also the next day. So I saw him, and he was standing there by himself, and I went up to him, and I go, hi, remember me? And, of course, he remembered, luckily. And, you know, we chatted some more, and then he said, well, you should give me a call sometime. And I go, I don't have your number. And he said, it's in the book. And I said, get out of here. He goes, it is. It's in the book. And he was right. It was in the book. I mean, not his private number, but obviously the palace number.
Oh. Having his private number would be something.
Well, yeah. Well, this was before cell phones, so who knows? I'm sure he did have a private number. But, yeah, I do have a picture of myself with him. But maybe I should post it up.
I saw a picture of you with Jackie Chan.
Yeah, whose movie was number one this weekend. Again.
I'd like to see, actually, you know what I always thought would be good is if Jackie, if they ever did a movie based on the life of Bruce Lee, it'd either be him or Jet Li that I should play.
Right. Exactly.
I wonder, I'm surprised nobody's done that, but.
They probably will at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
So what other questions do you have for me there?
What are the questions I have for you?
So I'm sure you have some other questions.
I have some other questions. I mean, when you consider yourself I want you to answer this question, okay? Soap operas.
Mm.
Why do you think men shouldn't see them?
You know, that's more a thing for women. I honestly, I don't think anybody should see them because they're all about drama. And it's so funny because everyone talks about, oh, I don't want drama in my life, you know, the drama-free zone. And yet they're watching football, soap operas, which, of course, perpetuate this myth of drama. And it's just not really a guy thing, I don't think. I mean, if someone watched soap operas, I'd be concerned.
Well, actually, I will say this. I think that
why
men
do you watch soap operas there, Jonathan?
No, I don't watch soap operas, but
okay.
I think men have something that's sort of the equivalent of soap operas.
Sports?
You know what that is?
No, what is it?
It's professional wrestling.
I think it's
the equivalent. I mean, let's face it. I mean, it's like I've heard a comedian tell a joke. He said that professional wrestling is a lot like reading a comic book without the word balloons. Everyone is wearing these strange costumes. They, you know, everyone has their roles. I mean, and it is drama, you know. I mean, it's like, read your lines and get the crowd riled up, you know?
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good observation.
So would you classify professional wrestling as a soap opera?
No. I would classify it as entertainment, male entertainment.
You would, I was talking to my other friend who gives relationship advice, and I told her about the soap operas, and she goes, because she has one rule. She says that she doesn't think that women should ever ask men to buy tampons.
I agree.
And when I told her about the soap operas, she says, well, you know, I guess the difference between the soap operas and tampons is that this is what she said: it's soap operas are not the kind of things that a woman would ask a man to do, whereas the tampons, you know, it's why do you think it is that a woman should never ask a man to buy tampons?
Because that's something that she should be doing herself. I mean, that's kind of embarrassing for the guy. So why would you put him in that situation?
True. Sure, yeah.
Exactly.
I mean,
why can't buy your own? I mean, what are you doing that you can't buy your own?
I guess buying them is easier than shoplifting them.
yeah, that would not be good.
Can you imagine, like, going into a store and then holding up a gun and then bringing out nothing else but the tampons, no money, nothing else?
Yeah.
Just give me the tampons. Just give them to me. You know, I don't care. I have an angry wife at home.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I mean, it's, I mean, but, oh, boy. I hope I didn't offend you with that comment, did I?
No, no, not at all. Why do you say that?
I don't know. I always worry about offending people, but that's I guess that makes sense, you know. I mean, it's you know, and the it you've tell me, let me ask you something. Of all the shows you've been on, what's been the most fun?
Well, definitely the Tyra Banks show was the most fun.
Really? Why?
Because, you know, they picked me up in a limo, and we were there. I had my own green room, and they gave us lunch, and the whole taping of it, it was a fun day.
That's good.
Yeah. I hear a beeping noise.
Oh, it's okay. Don't worry about that.
Okay. Is that you beeping over there?
No, it's not me beeping. It's
okay.
It's something, someone calling in, but I'll return
to
the show.
Shame on them.
But, anyway, I mean, it's, okay, well, who's the funniest guy you've ever dated?
The funniest?
Yes.
Oh, God. How am I supposed to remember? Do you know how many guys I've dated?
Okay.
I have no idea.
How many guys have you talked to, like, for your research?
I don't know. I don't keep track.
20,000?
I talk to people all the time.
20,000?
20,000. No, not 20,000. I have no idea, but I talk to people all the time.
Okay. I was just curious if you had, like, a number written down or somewhere.
No.
But I guess it's easier that way, because that way, you know, you don't have to, like, call guys, like, 10,100 and, you know.
It just sounds good if I say, well, I spoke to 5,000 men and blah, blah, blah.
I know. A lot better than saying you stalked 20,000 men.
Yeah, that would not be good.
I know. It's how to stalk the man of your dreams. Well, oh boy, put something in his drink and
right.
But it's been a lot of fun having you on the show. We have about 1 minute remaining. Is there anything else you wanted to say for the listeners?
Yes, I want to say that my website is theartoflove.net. And my radio show is on live every Sunday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. And the link to the radio show is on theartoflove.net. Just click on the microphone icon, and you'll go to the show, and you can see my archives. I interview authors every week.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.